I'm very proud of you and, you know, and obviously Donna as well, because you guys have really like pushed through with this brand. And also having people that you know and don't know tell you like, oh my God, that's your sibling, that's your, you know, that's like super fucking powerful, because it's like, oh my God, like, yeah, he did that. And that's fucking amazing. Again, Luis is always hard on himself, so I think this is a very huge accomplishment, whether it may seem one to you or not, but I think you should see it as a huge accomplishment, because I think that's also why we took a pause, because you have been working on this, and
several things. Pissed me off. We've gone off the deep end several times.
Oh yeah, for your birthday. Oh my God.
Yes. I'm still waiting for an apology.
I did say sorry. Okay, flash forward. So June, July, nothing really happened. It was 4th of July. Fuck that, whatever. But then June, July, August comes around, and it's my, literally everyone in this household's birthday. It's all the fucking Virgos. Another thing, I don't believe in zodiac signs and none of that shit, but fuck. These Virgos are fucking Virgos. Like, they're fucking annoying. So we have my mom, and we have Luis, and we have Karina. Karina's always probably like the chillest Virgo I know. And who else? I think that's it. Oh, well, anyways. So I live with Luis and obviously our parents. And my mom is like, I love my mom. Of course I do. But I feel like the character that we have is definitely a mom thing. And I, like I always say, I'm the one that has the chillest, like,
so aura. She thinks.
Aura.
Aura. Aura. Aura.
No, I...
What the fuck is aura?
Oh my God, am I the one that's drunk? I'm just kidding. No, I am the chillest one. I always...
She's the chillest aura.
I always say this. Whenever anyone fights in this house, the one that they have fucking be the mediator is me. I always have to fucking say like, hey, fucking calm your ass down. And
chill,
fucking,
chill.
Yeah,
chill.
Like I'm always a peacemaker, right?
Según.
So Luis's birthday and my mom's birthday is right next to each other. And so we celebrated my mom's birthday. It was super cute. And then of course we celebrated Luis's birthday, and that's where it all fucking popped off. That's where Luis blew up. But basically what happened?
Because happened? I'm about to share my side of the fucking story.
Okay, this is what happened. So the day of my mom's birthday, we planned que el siguiente día íbamos a ir a Waco, which is Luis's favorite restaurant, which is now our favorite restaurant because Luis introduced it to us. So we had planned that at 12, we were going to take him to go have Waco so that we can avoid traffic, whatever. We even had my father go with us because my father he's a picky ass eater and he basically doesn't like anything but huevos rancheros. So we all planned that we were going to go do this. Richie had school the next day, so they were going to take him out early, whatever. So the next day comes, and that Friday, because your birthday landed on Friday, that day my parents were going to go to a quinceañera, and my mom had just returned back from being in Mexico, I think. She was out for a month, or yeah, she was, yeah. She was in Mexico. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give her a little spa. Let me go get her nails and her petty mani done. So we left at 9 because I knew that this place would get packed, and also because we knew that we had to be out of the house by like minimal 12:30. It is out of my control that there's hella people there and that we were back at the house from the nail place at like 12. And basically everyone's trying to fucking scramble their shit and get ready to go. Luis was already in a fucking mood. And basically, Luis got in the biggest mood because we left late. But we left late, and más aparte de eso, we get to Waco, and this fucker is already fucking, like, beefing with everyone. He's already fucking molesto. He's, like, not having it. He paid for his own lunch. because he was being a fucking diva. And my dad, per usual, and I think this is where you should have not gotten mad, because Luis and my dad also have the biggest like sarcasm that can really go off to like really rude or very like dad jokey. And when it goes really rude, it goes really rude. Like, it's like if they both, yeah, anyways. So they were both picking at each other, and eventually they both popped off. Luis and cabrono más, and dad, like, the way that Luis le contestó a mi papá in that moment, at that lunch, was really fucking rude. Because one, así te llevas con mi papá, and two, you do that to us all the fucking time. You
do what?
Be the biggest bitch.
No.
Yes, you are. You are. Because
so,
then you,
can you hurry up and say your side of the story? Because then, obviously there's a different side
no,
to the story.
No, no. And so basically, on the way back, so Luis pays for his lunch, everybody's in a mood, we're trying to bring out the cake, and this fucker walks out on us. He didn't even acknowledge the cake. So we were like, ¿qué pedo? And my mom was like, pues, ¿qué pasó? And like, y'all dramatic. I basically understood from everything that happened was that Luis was upset because we had agreed to leave at a certain time and we didn't. And I feel that you felt like for a second that we didn't appreciate you because we didn't leave on time. We didn't do everything in our power to leave at the time that we had said we were going to leave. But regardless of the time that we were going to leave, we were still going to go. Like that, the plan was not going to change. It was nothing that we were going to be like, oh no, we can't go. Like it was still something that was going to go on. So I think just you maybe feeling unappreciated, I validate that and I understand that. But also, I think it wasn't for you to be like, oh, fuck you guys. Like, fuck this shit. Because we always talk about how we should be present and live in the moment and appreciate, like, our families and blah, 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 blah. But, and you have always said that you don't need a day to feel special or appreciated because we do that all the fucking time. So the one fucking day that, like, you know, this happened, like, se emputó, and basically he stopped talking to us for, like, a whole week.
So are you done so I can say the real story?
And then
debunk everything that you just fucking said?
That's what happened. And then later down the road, since I'm always a fucking peacemaker, I had to tell Luis and everyone, I'm like, you guys, like, we have to, like, let's try again because... it, like, he's just not having it. And I had already apologized to him and I said, hey, I know that you feel unappreciated and blah, 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 blah. Like, I never meant for you to feel that way. Like, regardless of the time that we had gone, those were already the plans. Like, whatever, I had established that. So the next day, wake up fucking early, I clean the house and I'm like, all right, we're gonna... I literally told everybody, this is your job, we're doing this. And basically, we had a little breakfast where Luis didn't even want to get up and he got up and he just fucking sat and had coffee with his biggest bitch face. But the biggest attitude, and it was just like, bro, like, really? Like, it was just one of those moments where I was like, all right, I'm done. Like, I tried, I apologize, and you want to be a bitch, then fucking be a bitch. And that's when I was like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm over it. And everybody was just confused because we didn't know what really happened. Like, we just didn't know why he, I mean, we did know, but it was like, really, dude, you're going to get upset? Like, you know, how many times do you guys don't come through for me? There's times when you guys don't, and sometimes I feel like you guys don't realize it, and I'm just like, it's fine, because at the end of the day...
I always come through for you.
Yes, but I'm saying, like...
So I expected more from you. And here is the real fucking story. This is how I feel like the Kardashians feel when they see their episodes again. Because I'm feeling all sorts of fucking ways right now. I'm about to punch you. So anyways,
it's getting hot.
Yeah, bitch, it's gonna get hotter right now. You wait and see. So we had, for our birthdays, we ask each other what we want to eat because it's your day. So we asked Karina, I don't remember what the fuck she wanted. We asked my mom and I think she wanted like salmon, or do we have pupusas? No, we had salmon.
No, we had salmon.
Yeah. And for me, I said, I want to go to Waco. And so I knew that going to Waco, that first of all, I knew that my dad wasn't going to go. And I was okay with that because, as you mentioned, I am a firm believer of we don't need to have a special day. And we always sit down together as a family. So if my dad didn't go to this for my birthday, it's okay. But then we convinced him to go, and he said, okay, I'll go. And when he said that, I was like, oh my God, that is so cool, because yeah, he's willing to make the sacrifice because he does not like this food at all. So what I thought about was the first thing. Knowing my dad, I know that he's gonna complain about everything and any little fucking thing. So we are leaving at 11:30.
You said 12:30.
Okay, 12. Por muy tardar a las 12:30. Why? Because I wanted to avoid traffic getting there. I know how traffic is, and I wanted to avoid traffic because I knew that if my dad sat in traffic, he was going to complain about that shit. And I didn't want to hear him complain. So then, okay, you and mom went to go get your nails done. Y la chingada, you can't control that. That's fine. That didn't piss me off because you guys got here at literally 12. But then what pissed me off was, I said, you don't have to get dressed. You don't have to do nothing like that. We're just going to Waco. That's all I said. But I think you're fucking sneezing because you don't want to fucking get to the fucking truth, but it's coming. Because we already had to pause this shit like 4 or 5 times because she all of a sudden is fucking sneezing up a storm.
It's my grandfather who was like, Luis, you're a fucking dramatic ass bitch.
And so, ¿qué pasa? Que la pinche niña no sale de la casa si no se alace el pinche
Luis,
pelo.
I just showered.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And tuvo la pinche. She had the audacity to fucking jump in the shower.
I literally took a 5-minute shower because Richie wasn't even here yet.
Yes, he was.
No, he was.
Yes,
gonna,
he was.
Or he was gonna change and shower or something like that.
So that is what pissed me off, because from you, I would have expected for at least one fucking day to get out of the house without having to fucking comb your hair, fucking straighten your hair, wear makeup, get a fucking cute outfit, and like, it wasn't your fucking day, bitch. It was my fucking day. But so that made us late, which then,
no, that didn't make us
yes,
late.
It did.
No, because
which
I was
then,
out of the house.
You were the last one
no,
to get
I
out
wasn't,
of the house.
Luis.
Which then put us in fucking traffic. ¿Y qué dijo mi papá? Pues a dónde chingados vamos? ¿Vamos a Tijuana? Okay. Where the fuck is this place?
No, he didn't say anything.
Yes, he
no,
did.
No, he didn't, Luis.
And that put me in the worst fucking mood. And so when we get there, we're sitting down. My dad's making comments. He sits next to me. And everybody is just like, whatever. And I'm already upset because it literally took us like an hour and a half to get there. Because why? Because we left after I said we should leave. I know because I go there all the time, which is why I asked you guys, let's leave at a certain time. Plus, I knew that we were going to take about 2 hours out there. And I didn't want to sit in traffic coming on the way back. And so what happens? My dad starts making comments. And I'm like, you know what? If you don't want to be here, then get out. That's what I said to him. And I said, La Guelaguetza is down the corner. Go sit at their bar and get something to eat. And he literally puts his hand out como, pues dame. And that's literally what also threw me overboard. And I was like, here, take the credit card and go. And so he just looked at me like, I guess that's when he got offended. And
no, that's the way you said it.
And
like, regardless.
Yeah, well, if he's going to make those comments, upset.
But you shouldn't speak to your parents like that.
Well, you should have fucking not taken a shower and straightened your hair.
I didn't straighten
and fucking
my,
done your makeup.
I literally showered. Luis, I literally showered. No. I didn't even straighten my hair.
The point is, you shouldn't have showered. You knew it was already late. You should have just put on a fucking baseball cap and a sweater. And if your fucking armpits stink, then you should have fucking worn or sprayed deodorant. That's what you should have done.
I wasn't the last one out.
That's what you should have done. And you didn't. You still fucking had the audacity to jump in the fucking shower.
It was literally 5 minutes.
No one fucking jumps in the shower for 5 minutes. What did you do?
Luis, I literally went in there for 5 minutes. I even told my mom, is it cool if I shower really quick? Because they were still getting Richie ready. And then she's like, yeah, just hurry up. And I literally was like, okay, fine. I didn't even do... I literally just showered and put clothes.
What I wanted you to do is be on time. I get that the nails weren't... You can't control that. What you could have controlled is here. And you could have asked me, hey, do we still have time? Can I jump in the shower? If not, vámonos. And you didn't.
Because you were already being a bitch.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Because you, I got here and you were like, yeah, no quiero ir. Why don't we just go somewhere else? Like,
pues sí, pues sí, because I knew that my dad was going to get pissed and he had agreed to go to dinner with us.
But he had already, agreed. So the plans were not going to change. So we were still going to go.
So then, once we're there, obviously I'm pissed. I'm trying to eat as fast as possible. And at that point, I was just like, I'm over this. I don't even want to be here. You guys just ruined my favorite place. And for those of you that know me, know that this is my favorite spot. And
no,
so
it's my favorite spot.
And so when the check came, I pulled out the card and I was like, fuck you guys, here. And that's what I fucking, that, sorry, we have a dog who is fucking old as fuck. And I paid for the whole dinner for everybody, or the whole lunch.
Sorry, and, we have a dog. We have four.
And I fucking got up and left. And I was like, I'll see you guys in the car. Fuck you guys. I did not want to be another second with you guys because I was pissed the fuck off. And then to top it off, what I was trying to avoid happening happened. We sat in traffic for 2.5 hours.
No es cierto, Luis.
We sat in traffic for the longest fucking time.
No es cierto. Well, yeah, it was long, but it wasn't 2 hours.
So that's what happened. And we stopped talking for a whole last 2 weeks, I think. I really didn't want anything to do with you guys because, yes, I fucking go above and beyond for you guys, especially for your birthdays and for everything. And I just felt like, wait, you could have just gone without fucking showering? Like, what? Nothing was going to happen to you. Like, so that's what happened.
But I did apologize, and I do validate that that's how he feels. And I'm not saying that that it's not my fault, but it's not completely my fault because... Again, you always say, I always try to be controlling. Yeah, like, regardless of how it played out, like, that was already the plan. So we were already gonna go. Like, we had nothing else planned that day but to fucking go. So it just didn't...
If it was just us without my dad, I would not have given a fuck. Like, go shower.
But dad wasn't tripping.
Go get a Brazilian fucking blowout if you wanted to.
Dad wasn't even tripping.
He was tripping because he said when we were on our way there, like, where the fuck is this place? Where are we going? Tijuana?
But also, you should fucking learn. That's you.
Yeah, but
that is
the,
you.
No,
you're
that's
my
the
dad.
Last. That's the last thing I wanted to fucking hear. That I didn't want to hear him complain. I wish he wouldn't have gone.
Anyways, that happened in August.
That happened in August.
That happened in August. And I'm going to apologize in public again.
No, not in public. On the record.
On the record.
Because there's nobody else here but you and me, stupid ass.
I apologize for making you feel like you were not appreciated. We appreciate you very much. Like, you might not see it because I feel like you're fucking dramatic. You're a diva. You feel like everyone. Luis is the type of person that I feel he knows how important he is. But I feel that because he knows how important he is, the moment he decides to fucking rip us a new one, it's it's over. Like, he knows he has that power over us. So this is...
You're so dumb.
So, and it's true. It's true because, again, whenever he's upset or whatever the fuck, my mom always comes to me to fucking butter him up. Like, it's the whole time. So we appreciate you, we love you, you're obviously, like, the fucking most important person in this fucking house, because nobody gives a fuck about anybody else but Luis in this house, and that's a true story, and he knows that, again, why he feels he has all this power over us, but, yes, I apologize for making you feel that way. I shouldn't have made you feel that way. I shouldn't have showered. Anyways, that was in August, and then what's after August? August, September. September, nothing really happened. We were kind of, Luis then started to begin to work on his project, September, October, and now we're here, October. Oh, no, we're in November. but there was just a lot going on that we took a pause, which I feel is a good pause, okay? Because we had a summer pause, and we kind of just... started to do our own thing. And you want to talk about what's been going on with you, boo?
What's been going on?
Your project. Which, if you listen to our podcast, you know that the first couple episodes, Luis puts out and manifests that he brings Globitos into a store.
Brings all the boys to the yard.
And he fucking did. Him and Donna have worked really hard for this project. And it's finally at what store, Luis?
It's at the 99 cent store.
But they just had their, ¿cómo se dice?
Launch party.
Their launch party October 21st, so like 2 weeks ago. And that was really fucking also amazing to see. I also had people be like, dude, that is fucking crazy how, like, trajo Banda Las Angelinas, which...
Seguimos con las moviditas, amigas de Banda Las Angelinas. ¡Eso!
Are a group of really amazing women and who have been partners with, well, not partners, but who have also known Luis since Molcajete Dominguero. So these girls as well have become so big that now they're like, they're huge. Like now they are making noise, but they came to the launch party and the fucking best part of everything. I mean, all of it was really fucking cool, but I think the best part was having them go into the 99 cent store and play banda and have people with like maybe what the fuck faces, but also faces of like, oh my God, like that's so fucking cool. What's going on? It was really, really cool because that is how you take up space and that is how you know you're doing something fucking great and that's something that you did. So how do you feel?
It feels great, to be quite honest with you. I mean, let's just talk a little bit about the project. Globitos is a company that started in 2016. Where was I in 2016? I was working for corporate America. I was in charge of different brands like California Lottery, Frito-Lay, Ragu, all these like different top-notch brands, and was traveling all over the country. And then that's when I started Molcajete Dominguero as well with my co-partner. And a lot of things shifted during that time. But the reason why Globito started is because my assistant at the time was gonna have a birthday party, it was her birthday, and I wanted to bring conchas because she loves conchas. She's like a fourth, fifth generation Latina. And I thought, I wanna fill up the office with concha balloons. And I could not find these concha balloons anywhere. Not here in the US, not on Etsy, not on Amazon, not anywhere. And I called my friends in Mexico and they couldn't find them either. And so during that time, my friend Donna, who I've known since we were both 17 years old, called me and pitched an idea and was like, hey, Luis, I want to open up a business. And I know that you've done this in the past. Could I pitch you my idea and you could tell me what you think? And I said, yes. So she pitched me the idea and I said, look, I would do this, 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 and this to make sure that wherever you're going to open up that business, your clientele is there. And she was like, oh my God, that's a lot of fucking work. I didn't even think about half the things that you said. And then I said, hey, since I have you here, can I pitch you an idea too? And she's like, yeah. And so I pitched her this idea of globitos. And she was like, wait, tiene que haber estos globos somewhere. Like, conchas are like all the craze right now. Everybody has concha everything, anything. They have to exist. And I said, go look for them. And she went and looked for them and she couldn't find them. And she said, Luis, you're right. No one has them. I think this is a great idea. Could I join this business venture with you? And I said, okay, let's do it. So fast forward to this year, 2023, we are coming out of 2022 when we had to close down our bar that was in Boyle Heights, El Place, and I was no longer with Molcajete because I had left Molcajete to run the bar, but because of whatever reasons, the bar could not go forward. Well, not because of for whatever reasons, but because they raised the rent so much so that we were like, no vamos a hacer absolutamente nada de profit. So then I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. Entonces, pues bueno, este año me he sentido un poquito estresado, deprimido, because at the beginning of this year, I didn't have anything as far as projects that I was working on. So I didn't have molcajete, I didn't have the bar anymore, and so there was no real income coming in. And the breadwinner has been my partner, Fernando. Bless his heart, because he's the one that's been paying for the bills. He's the one that's been giving me, sometimes even spending money, and it's just been very difficult. So one of the things that I've thought about a lot this year has been how I was offered a job in Seattle to be the director of multicultural, and how I said no to that deal. Do you remember that by any chance?
Yeah, you told us about it.
And so that would have been, if I would have accepted the job, obviously Fernando and I would have to move to Seattle, but that would have been the biggest paycheck I would have ever had. And so at the beginning of this year, I mean, listen, I did a TikTok video about this, where I talked about how there's been times that my phone has been cut off. Right now, I'm 2 months behind on the phone. There's times where ni siquiera tengo para la gasolina. And every single time that has happened has always been like, fuck, did I make the right choice? And I want to think that I did make the right choice. I want to think that everything that I've done after I rejected that offer that has helped someone, right? And I try to keep on go and think about the stories of the vendors and the stories that were shared with me at El Place. In two stories always come to my head. Three stories, four stories, actually. One of them is from Melanie from Chiloso Gummy Bear. She went to the very first Molcajete Dominguero, and what she wanted to do was have extra money to be able to buy diapers for her children. And that's why she started selling at Molcajete. She now has a brick and mortar, and not only was she able to buy diapers for her children, she was able to put food on the table, she was able to pay off debt, she was able to leave her 9-to-5, and she was able to buy a house. Then we have people like, ¿cómo se llama este? Ay, se me olvidó su nombre right off the top of my head right now. But this vendor was in depression, and she told me once, if it weren't for Molcajete, I may have considered committing suicide.
Chicali?
No, somebody else. And then there's so many other vendor stories, right? And then we get to El Place. And the one story that I will never forget is the story of how when we first started, the first couple of months, we were all serving tables and we were all behind the bar. And there was a table, two tables that I had atender, que estaba atendiendo. And they all were just ordering water during one of the brunches. And I told Dana, hey, this table is only ordering water, but pues ni modo, you know? Let's obviously treat them the same as if they order drinks and food. And then at the end of that show, one of the people from that group came to me and said, hey, Luis, I just want to say thank you so much for treating us as if we had ordered food and drinks. My cousin is here visiting from Chicago, and he's doing his rounds of saying goodbye. He had heard and seen about El Place on TikTok, and he wanted to come here because before El Place, the only Latino numbers that these amazing drag queens were able to do was a Selena or a Celia Cruz on a Thursday on a Latino night. And that broke my heart, because the guy had 1 week to live. He had cancer, and it was in a, what is it called? That stage where like, ¿cómo se le llama? Se le dice...
non-curable?
No, it's like, there's another word. There's a medical terminology that I completely forgot. But that broke me. Like, I literally cried like a baby, and I said to Donna, if that is the only person we were able to help during this time, like, then doing it Blaze was well worth it. And so this year, at the beginning, I was very lost. Like, I was very lost. Sometimes I still am. There's days that I wake up and I'm like, no tengo ganas de hacer nada. Me despierto super tarde. And because it just felt so weird to not be doing anything and not being able to get income. Now, people that are hearing this may think, well, tú puedes buscar un trabajo. Wait, I've literally applied to over 200 jobs and no one has called me. I literally even had to dumb down my resume to be like, fine, maybe I'm not going to get six figures. Maybe I'm not even going to get 80,000. Maybe I'm not even going to get 70, pero con 50. And I dumbed down my resume and no one called. No one called. And so come March of this year, I told Donna, hey, Donna, no sé cómo le vamos a hacer, güey. Pero before the end of the year, Globitos has to be in a retail store. We finally have the quantities. We have the capacity. We can do it. And I remember Donna saying, thinking, are you sure? And I was like, yes. Yo así con una pinche, you know, confianza de que sí, güey, lo vamos a hacer. But I wasn't sure. I just wanted to have something to work on where I was like, I could look forward to the next step, the next thing. And all these years, Donna has literally lifted Globitos by herself, getting all the taxes, making sure that we're running things the way a company should be running things, taking care of social media, taking care of orders, taking care of all these things because she knows that I've been busy with other things. And of course, I've helped her during our quote-unquote busy seasons, which are, you know, Mother's Day, graduation season, and the Valentine's, whatever. So aside from that, she was like, well, let's do it. Y la primera tienda a la que fui fue González Market. And I remember going, not knowing who the fuck to talk to. And we went, well, I went, delivered a package with a bouquet of globitos, conchas, and all of our different balloons that we have. And I remember going to the receptionist and I was like, hi, can you give this to your floral department? And she was like, we don't have a floral department. And I was like, oh. And then she was like, and unfortunately, if you don't have somebody, like a name of who this needs to go to, I can't accept it. And of course, right? Because there's so many crazy people out there. Like, it could be a fucking bomb or something. ¿Sí sabes? And I don't know what happened or what took over me, but in that moment, I was like, you know what? I have the card in my car. I forgot it. Do you mind if I leave this here and while I go get it? And she was like, yeah. So I went and I booked it. And I was like, oh my God. And, you know, that happened. And then there was this thing that I saw on TikTok of how the 99 cent store had this tea kettle set that was from the Frida Kahlo collection that Soriana had done 10, 15 years ago. And I was like, oh my God, that is the same set that we bought 10, 15 years ago. And I went and looked for it at the local 99 cent store and I found it. And I was like, oh my God, it says Soriana. And when I opened the paquete, it was all empolvado. So I'm like thinking in my head, these must have been sitting somewhere in a warehouse for a decade, over a decade, and they finally can resell them. And the 99 cent store got a hold of them. And this is amazing. And I did a video and I said,
this is not a drill. Literal. Get up, run, don't walk to your nearest 99 cent store because I saw this on TikTok and no lo podía creer. And when I tell you, I searched everywhere at the store and when I finally saw it, I could not believe that it was the last one at this particular 99 cent store. Also, at the 99 cent store, you missed out a great opportunity at creating content that would have gone viral, that would have resonated with a ton of your current customers. And guess what? This is, first of all, I want to say thank you to Nella, who sent me a DM yesterday and was like, wey, aquí las puedes encontrar. And I literally went. And also, 99 cent store, I see you. I have been trying to find these all over the place y no los he encontrado. Today, I also went to another 99 cent store. And 99 cent store has so many projects geared toward the Latino community, you definitely need to hire a Latino social media content creator manager. Aquí estoy. Y many of you asked to see the collection.
To the 99 Cent Store social media department, this was such a great and missed opportunity to get so many social media influencers to do a video and have a shit ton of viral content. Of course, I didn't think that they were going to respond. And then they responded and they said, "Hi, Luis, thank you so much for your video. Actually, the social media department is Latina." And I was like, oh my God, that is so cool. And so we started a conversation after I threw shade. And during one of those phone calls, I said, "Hi, my name is Luis. This is what I do," and blah, 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 blah. And I told them about Globitos. And this is amazing because this woman did not need to do what she did, but she is the embodiment of hashtag no seamos envidiosos, of hashtag when one shines, we all shine, of not just going through the big solid glass door, but keeping that door open for others to come in with her. Cindy Medrano from the 99 Cent Store social media department said, "You should bring those Globitos and pitch them to the party supplier, the party supply buyer." She gave me the name and I went and I sat in that lobby, the 99 Cent Store, in May of this year. And after so much time, so much back and forth, so much negotiating, so many Zoom calls, we finally got the date of when we needed to deliver the Globitos to 21 selected stores, which we're doing a test, and of a launch date. Now, during that time, I was still applying for all these jobs. Well, 2-3 weeks ago, I got a phone call from one of those jobs that I had applied, and literally it was here in Santa Ana, literally downtown Santa Ana. And it was going to pay $24 an hour. And I was like, whatever, I need to help. And I had a phone interview, then I had a Zoom interview, then I had an in-person interview, and then I never got a call back. And when I finally reached out, that week I reached out, they said, "Hi, Luis, sorry that we haven't reached out, but we went with another candidate." And I was so bummed. I was like, shit. Because we all post the most beautiful things on TikTok. We don't always talk about, you know, the things that are not going as best as we thought. And I really thought, I want to get this job because I want to be able to help to pay more rent here at the house. I want to be able to help Fernando out and take some bills off of his plate. And whatever, I just need to get a job. Y este, y en esa semana que me dijeron that you didn't get the job after going through all these interviews, we get the phone call or the email from the 99 Cent Store and they're like, "We need you to deliver Globitos next week. We're doing it, right? Like, we're doing it." And already time had passed because, hey, we're a small business, right? We're like the small fish in a big pond. And I'm sure they have accounts that are worth millions of dollars. And we're over here just starting off, right? So we're not at the top of the totem pole. But they didn't make us feel like we weren't important. We just, we were in the back burner. Let's just face it. It's a business, right? And I was like, oh my God, it's happening. And we went and we delivered, y literal, en cuestión de dos semanas, we gathered everything to create this launch party. And then after that launch party, we start going and we start merchandising. And that's what I've been doing ever since. Like, we've been going to the stores. I go to them during the day. Donna goes after work and visits maybe one or two stores, sometimes even three, to help merchandise, because Los Globitos, they are selling. Like, they are selling like hotcakes. And I think back on how excited we were to potentially be a part of this store, right? And now we're a part of this other one. And things are meant to happen the way they're supposed to happen. Because not only are these balloons or globitos moving, but they are moving so fast. Like, we are going to the stores, and literally over the weekend, se están acabando, where we have to go again and restock them, meaning put more globitos inflados out on the floor. And when we go and we do this, we're walking with 10, 15 balloons of one design, and people are staring, and people are like, oh my God, that is so cute. I'll take one, I'll take two. There's a live that Donna was doing. It's on the Globitos page, where she's putting up the Globitos. She's doing this live. Y literal se le acerca una chava y le dice, I'll take all of them. And that is the best feeling, to know that we are disrupting this category. Because the most that this category has ever done for us, the Latino community, has been to literally translate happy birthday, feliz cumpleaños. And no one has ever put out a globo that speaks to you in your language, that speaks to your heart, that speaks to your upbringings, that speaks to your culture. And now, I would say that we're a little bit of like balloon experts, and we know that there are two major companies in this country that are basically the providers of balloons, and they're all ran by white people and by white older people. And so of course they're not gonna have the vision, even knowing that the numbers are indicating that Latinos are the majority. We are going to be the majority in a couple of years. It's like, why aren't you hiring our people to help you sell even more, right? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So the other day I was talking to Donna, and I was like, Donna, we're literally disrupting this category that people think, ay, son pinches globos,
like, who cares?
Who cares? Yeah. O sea, listen, si yo vendiera stocks, I would probably have people being like, oh, that is so cool. Si yo trabajara y fuera el director de marketing de a radio station or a TV station, or work with an artist, people would be like, oh, that is such a cool job. Pero literal, se han movido tantísimos globos that Donna and I are like, holy shit, Luis. We've moved these many globos in 21 stores. And guess what? The 99 cent stores have 400 stores. Out of those 400 stores, 140 are in Latino communities. If we are, not if we, when we get to those 140 stores, we will be moving anywhere between 50,000 to 100 plus 1,000 globitos per month.
And it's game over, bitches.
And that is just wild, because la gente los está comprando just to buy them because they love what they say. There is no special occasion needed to purchase globitos, because they say things like chulada, la reina, bruja, own your magic, te quiero mucho. These globos, and the one I'm crunchy también, these globos you can literally gift to your mom just for any reason.
Like, just because.
Just because, porque es la reina de tu corazón, es la reina de la casa, es la reina that keeps the whole family together. Or, bruja, own your magic. Like, what is that saying? Like, girl, you got this. You can do it, right? And chulada and te quiero mucho. There's no reason why you should wait for a special occasion to say to someone that you love them, te quiero mucho. Y por eso está este globo de te quiero mucho. Because there's no reason. Don't wait until it's too late, right? And I think that that is what's resonating with consumers and with people. And so right now, tenemos más chamba que nunca. We are visiting these stores. We are so excited to go. And then on top of that, what keeps us even more humble, I think, is getting to meet the managers and the people that work at the 99 cent store. And that is such, that is a whole other topic. But I've met people that I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Like, these people and their stories need to be told. Porque, first of all, yo soy el tipo de persona que a mí me confesan todo. I should have been a padre. I should have been a priest. Because literal, me cuentan toda su historia en, como si me conocieran. Like, I'm a complete stranger, but people don't give a fuck. Like, they'll straight up fucking... Estaba platicando con una señora que es de Guatemala y me platicó toda su historia y por qué se vino para acá y que, su, y que era la más menor y que su hermano dijo, no, si la dejo... Me contó todo esto while we were inflating globos. And I was like, wow. Like, that's a beautiful ass story. And, So, I honestly am starting to see the light of day. I'm starting to be a lot more hopeful. There's definitely, I mean, I have to confess, there was definitely days where I wasn't hopeful. I was just like, fuck, what am I gonna do now? What am I gonna do now? And now with this, it's just so beautiful to see people's reactions, to see young adults' reactions, to see kids' reactions, to see people that are complete strangers and see them walk out of these stores. See the post on Instagram, the tags of people that love the product, are believing in the product, to know that you can make that type of impact in someone's life, whether it be that small, but it's still an impact, is definitely the fuel that I needed to feel excited about something and feel like things are meant to happen when they're supposed to happen. And that is just such an awesome feeling. So yeah.
And I'm very proud of you for that. I feel because, again, he's... You could be...
Why'd I feel like that on fucking August 25th? Just saying.
No, Luis has always done really amazing things, and I feel he is really hard on himself for a lot of them. But again, I think it goes back to his traumas and how he is just like trying to control everything. But honestly, no, this is like a super huge, and Luis is super big on manifesting his own shit, honestly, because I do remember when he spoke to us, me and my father, and we were having breakfast, and he was like, you know what, if I don't get this job, like, and then they call from Globitos the next week, like, if I get it, then I won't be able to go deliver the Globos. And then if I don't get it, then I'll be able to do this. And it, like, happened just as he had said it was going to happen. So that's one of the things that I admire most about Luis, is that he is very easy, chill. And sometimes I feel Luis, when he's going through it, like, he won't really speak about it, as I feel we are all the same as well. But he speaks things into his existence, right? They happen. And he's very easy flow, like, lo que va a ser, whatever, whatever. And that's very admirable because, you know, you never give up, regardless if it's going to work out or not. You're kind of just like, you know what, fuck it. I tried, and if it didn't work out, I fucking tried. And if it does, then something great's going to pop off from this. And that's exactly what's happening. Like, Globitos is already, like, super big, and it's people are even like, oh my God, they'll send me pictures and be like, are these the Globitos that your brother is talking about? And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, like, people just know now that these are at the store, that they are, you know, que pueden a comprarlos, that they are literally a drive away. And I think that's really fucking amazing because the brand, the time that it did to now, like, yeah, it took a little while, but you guys are finally doing it, and that's really fucking amazing.
Well, I mean, I also don't want people to think that it was easy, obviously, right? As I mentioned, I mean, there's days where I don't have any dinero. There's days where... But there are a lot of things that I have had to sacrifice, right? Like buying clothes. Like, I haven't bought clothes.
Like being a hoe.
Like, I haven't bought clothes in, like, years. And the
Brent is wearing the same calzón he was in
probably 2017. Yes, todo pinche, you know, ojerudo or whatever. No, it's not ojerudo. But also, it comes with the sacrifice of not being able to go out, not being able to go to nice dinners, not being able to travel as much, not so many sacrifices that my partner and I are making. But
and also, yeah, shout out to Fernando, because I feel like he has so much patience for Luis, and I get to see it, you know, present, like, que si lo quiero un chingo, you know, because I feel like Luis has just a lot of things that he just kind of throws at us, and it's not that it's, oh my God, like, I can see how Fernando can be maybe overwhelmed by you, because you're a lot. You're a lot. You're a whole baggage. But honestly,
I do come with a lot of baggage, of course. But we're all fucking fucked up in the head.
But I do see how
me more.
But I do see how supportive and how, you know, loving he really is towards Luis, because yeah, Luis has been working his ass off to get to where he is, and yeah, I have seen where it has come with, you know, like, I know when my brother is, like, down, and I know when he's just like, oh, holy shit, like, what's next? And I think having someone who is supportive of you regardless of anything, and having a partner that is going to be with you in las buenas and las malas, like, I feel like that's totally, like, Fernando. Like, I feel that he's just has always been there, and I've told Fernando, too, like, you know, I know Luis is a handful, and I appreciate you for being there for Luis, because sometimes nosotros ni lo aguantamos. And I'm sure
a veces ni se aguanta el solo.
Yeah, and Fernando just has this, like, he's just has so much patience.
Well, yeah,
I think it does take two to really, you know, be 50-50 and be one, you know? So, yeah, I think shout out to Fernando as well.
But so, I also want to share another thing. You recently applied to a master's program.
Yes, we are going back to school, which you just reminded me. I've also been very overwhelmed with that. I feel like some days, especially right now, me ha dado bajón, because it's applying season. I have to apply to my master's. I've only applied to one school, and I don't want to say yet what school, but I've applied to a school that I feel in my heart that I truly, 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 truly hope that I get in, which actually I just received an email that I have to do a CBEST test, which is a credentialing exam that I have to do before I can start my master's. And so I've only applied to one school out of four that I am planning to, and I think it's just overwhelming, and the deadlines are coming up, and I haven't hopped on it because a veces sí siento el bajón de que fuck, like, yeah, some days I just don't want to do anything. Some days I just feel like I'm just, you know, like, we all just get in this depression mode of funk, right? Mm-hmm. And so I haven't applied to any other schools, which I will do this Friday. I need to get on it. But I am applying to my master's program, and I feel very excited for it because I feel like this is the time now to do it. I am at a perfect time in my life where I don't have any other responsibilities but myself. And seeing how I think back to when I was in school and how fucking amazing it was for me and how capable I was to finish and to be in a space that made me feel tiny, and it was just amazing. It was an amazing feeling, and I want to do that again. I want to apply to schools where, you know, to get my master's, I want to be a counselor. I said that fucking
a counselor.
I want to be a counselor, and actually I had this
a counselor with a good aura.
I actually had this moment recently. So I work with youth right now. And they sometimes send us out to schools to recruit, to just talk to the students, whatever. I actually recruited this last week at my middle school at Mendez.
Oh, really? I didn't know this.
And it was such a moment because I went into that school feeling so fucking big, Because when I was obviously in school, it was a big school for me. Yo estaba chiquita and whatever. But I went into the school feeling so big, and not like literally big, but feeling so mentally like, holy fuck, I cannot wait to be back here as a counselor. I cannot wait to be back here to work with kids in my community, which I already do. And it's such a beautiful experience. But going back to my middle school and seeing like everyone and walking through the halls that I did and walking through the office that I did, it was like, ¿quién se iba a imaginar? Or I never did, that I would be back and that I would, you know, continue my education to want to be back, you know? And so, so yeah, we're gonna go get that master's. Hopefully next year I'll be in school. And yeah, we just need to apply to more schools and hopefully get out of this funk, because right now this funk is really like, I think it's also like the weather, the time change, like it's just, it's a lot right now.
So I do want to say this. I think, because you mentioned a couple of things that I want to touch base on. First is, you said this is the time for you because nothing is big responsibilities and whatnot. But I also want to say for anybody that's out there listening that perhaps may have children, es cosa de querer hacerlo. Yes, it might be more difficult with children, or it might not. I don't think I want to use the word difficult. It might be a little bit more challenging. But there's people like Academic Mummy. Academic Mummy went through her whole PhD program having children, like having a toddler. And so, o sea, no es un impedimento. Claro que puede ser more challenging, pero si lo quieres hacer, creo que se puede hacer. I think this is a great time for you because you are very, very smart. Like, you went to school and you're one of those people that is able to retain information, is able to put it into use. Y no a todos se les da. So I feel like I personally wanted you to go for the PhD instead of the master's. Pero, pues bueno, for whatever reason, you wanted to go and get your master's, and that's completely fine. This school that you're applying to is, I think, the school that I would have wanted to go to if I had pursued that route. And I have no doubt in my mind that you're going to get in. Like, I think it's a perfect opportunity for you, and I think you're going to continue to learn so much more. And I honestly think that academia is something that you really thrive in. I don't think you see that yet, or I don't think you want to see that, because we don't know anyone in academia that has gone that far, or it's not something that is so common for many people, right? Like Academic Mummy's children, they're gonna know that academia is there, right? They're gonna know that they can get a bachelor's, a master's, a PhD, right? Because they've seen their mom. But for people like you and I that grew up here with having immigrant parents who unfortunately had to work all day, every day, to put food on our table and help us survive, that is something that we don't see often. So I do hope that you would consider a PhD in the future. I think you would definitely get it, and I think you would help raise those numbers of Latina women in being in higher academia, right? The other thing too that I wanted to say is, you've mentioned this several times, but I am especially so proud of you because of the stories that you shared about while you were in school, y como a veces pasabas hambre, and we didn't know about that. And I think that those are the kind of stories and the kind of experiences that make you stronger and that make you a better human. And I also want to say congratulations on all of your health journey, because you've done an amazing job. You have stuck to exercising and running and eating healthy and really taking care of yourself in a household that I know doesn't support you 100%, because pues no nos cuidamos, no? Estamos que con la pinche torta, que con esto, que con los nachos, que, you know, all these things, con el refresco. But you've really swam against that current. And for that, I applaud you. I do know that your end goal was to live a healthier lifestyle, and I think that you're doing it. But the add-ons to that are the fact that you do look healthier. You have much more energy. You have lost weight. And I don't think that you did all of that just for losing weight. I think you did it for your own health and for your own good. And to break cycles, to break these cycles that unfortunately maybe for Rick and for me are a lot more difficult to break. But for you, they may be easier because you have more tools at your disposal. So I want to congratulate you, and I want to say that I'm really, really proud of you, because even though I try, even though I have a gym membership for the whole year, I have only gone 5 times, and it's been one of the most difficult things for me to get back on track on. And even though I know that my health needs it, it's still been difficult. So I applaud you for being an amazing example for me and for everybody else here at the household.
No, thank you, Dewey.
Si nos queremos.
No, yeah, I really appreciate that, because I do feel like it's hard. It's sometimes, I think it goes a lot too with how my mental health can be some days, because I feel like I'm hard on myself some days, and other days I'm like, I'm doing great, and then, por ejemplo, ahorita that I'm like, me da bajón, it's like, I don't want to do anything, I don't even want to get to the applications, I'm not feeling it. And then I think it also comes with, like, the older you get, because it is my birthday month, and I am going to live, I don't know, fuck, I'm gonna... No, I am turning the page to my last year in my 20s, and it just feels very, very bittersweet right now. It feels very like, fuck, like, it feels like, what have I done, you know, but also, what can I do, because you're at this fucking weird stage where social media plays a huge fucking impact in how you live and how you blah, 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 and then it's just really hard. It's hard, and I think sometimes people, like you said, don't post the raw footage of their life, and it can be very fucking mentally exhausting. And I think another reason why I decided to go back to school was because I'm like, you know what? Like, I have encountered many moments with friends where I'm like, holy fuck. Like, I love my friends and I appreciate them very much. And my friends know, like, how much I really do love them and appreciate them, because I've had this group of friends since we were in, like, elementary, middle school. But they always tell me, like, girl, you're doing so many amazing things. If I would have done things differently, I would have done them like you. Y a veces siento yo que I'm no one special. I don't think I'm better than anyone. I especially not my friends, because I always feel like you need to be supportive of each other and you need to help each other grow. And whatever one's doing shouldn't affect you. Al contrario, you should be supporting each other and helping each other and how you could become better, right? But I've had moments where I'm like, man, I'm so fucking hard on myself. Like, I'm so hard on myself because my life could have taken a whole different direction maybe like 5-6 years ago. And I decided that I didn't want to go into that direction because I didn't want to stay in that place where I was. And it was a very bad place. And so I took myself in another direction. And I think that I don't give myself credit for that, because I always feel like, dang, like, okay, cool, like, that's it, you know? When then my friends tell me, like, girl, you're doing so fucking great. And then I'm just like, oh my God, like, I am. I'm doing the best that I can. Like, and
I'm just trying to breathe.
And it's really cool and it's empowering, because that just goes to show, like, your friends really do, like, applaud you, and they do notice, and they do, you know, and I think that's, it's cool when they make you see that, because sometimes as a person, you don't even see that, you don't even, like, know that you're doing amazing things, because you just want to keep, you know, trying to do your best, basically. So yeah, I am excited for this master's program. I feel like as soon as I'm done with it, I am going to fucking, I don't know, start traveling. maybe, I don't know. Yeah, but I'm excited for my master's program, and I'm excited to turn 29, which I feel is going to be a good year, especially because it's my last year in my 20s, and I feel like I've done so many things that, you know, a lot of people, I mean, people take different routes in life, and I finally feel like I'm okay with mine. Like, I'm chill. Like, I'm happy with where I'm at. I feel like I've done a lot, and I feel like, I was actually telling Luis, like, I go out and I feel like I'm forcing myself to stay young, but I'm not young anymore. Like, I force myself to go out with my friends, and then I get there and I'm just like, fuck, like, no, this is not it. Like, I've been there, I've done that. I cannot do this anymore. Like, it's besides from your body changing and like literally like your
bones. But somehow she always ends up in
because India. And I just had this realization that I do. I'm trying to
We should just record an episode from India.
I'm just trying to stay young. Like, you know that denial part of like, oh my god, like what the fuck? You know, I think that's what's happening. Like, I don't want to let go because I feel like I could do so much more, but I don't realize that I'm doing like a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know. But anyways,
we just went through June, July, August, September, October, November.
Well, these are the days of the month.
These are the days of the month. Well, upcoming next. We have our favorite Judith's favorite prima visiting us in a couple of days. And then we have Fernando's mom, grandmother, and favorite aunt, I'm being sarcastic, visiting us. And what else? I think we've covered pretty much everything. And we'll continue to update you on our daily lives and what, you know, have different topics. But we would love to hear from you. We would love for you to send us a DM and let us know that you heard this two-part episode, clearly, and what topics you want us to talk and discuss. And I don't know, maybe we can do a live session where you all chime in. I don't know. We would love to hear from you. And if you are listening to this, please, please, please consider leaving us a review. That would help us tremendously. I haven't even checked the reviews. I'm sure we don't have anything. But
welcome to this new season of The Kardashians. It's gonna get juicy. But no, we really do appreciate, I feel like we left you all hanging, our one plus follower. But no, I think this time we're gonna be more consistent, and we have a lot of things going on, as, you know, life does happen. But yeah, leave us a comment, leave us topics and anything really.
On the next episode, I want to talk about why you've been feeling down. I don't think I want to talk about it right now, but I did hear...
You're like, I don't want to fucking talk about nothing anymore.
I did hear some rumblings.
Rumblings?
I did hear a little chisme through the grapevine. Through the grapevine. But we can talk about that next week. So you better be ready. You fucking bitch.
All right.
Well, you know where to follow me. You can follow me at _DIY on TikTok and on Instagram. And please consider following Globitos, GLZBIT0S.
Or you could just TCH.
Globitich. Or you could just type in Globitos and it will come out. It's a big G with a pink background. Obviously pink because, you know. And Judy still doesn't know her Instagram handle, believe it or not. So I guess we'll just leave it at that. I'll tag her. And, or do you know it?
Dude.
She doesn't know it. I don't know why I looked at the phone like it was a camera. Like, you see? She doesn't know it. But anyways, muchísimas gracias. Thank you so much. And we will see you on the next episode of...
Nos vemos at...
¿Qué le cagaste? Where are the cameras? You don't even know the name of our show.
Our show? Jody Canales.
Take it away. All right. Bye.